This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
You're here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9. I'm Luke, and I'm now joined by a special guest, country music superstar from McAllister Camp for the last 6 years, but now exploring a so far very successful solo career. I'm talking to Troy Kemp. How are you, Troy?
Luke, I'm great, man. It's good to be on Brekkie Bears.
It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about, firstly, you've been touring at the moment. I'm pretty sure you finished a bit of a tour last week. Is that right?
I did, yeah. I sort of did four shows over 2 weekends. I actually ended up down below where you're at, mate. I was down in the Gippsland area in Traralgon and Yarram, did a few shows down there that were really good.
Yep.
And then came back and then hit Sydney and Newcastle, which is my hometown, Newcastle. So, did the Rudy Hill RSL Club in the Cambridge Hotel, and band was rocking and the crowds were rocking, and it was a really good start to, you know, the Against the Grain tour, which will sort of roll out again a bit more next year after Tamworth. So pretty excited to get it all finally happening after a year and a half of working on this album.
Yeah, that's right. And now I do want to talk about that, because it has been a year and a half of writing and creating, your first solo album, because you were part of McAllister Kemp for about 6 years. Is that right?
Yeah, I was, mate. So, and I mean, I'm pretty used to having the duo partner there to bounce ideas off and help make decisions. So out on your own, it's a totally different world. But I've got a new band, and the lead guitar player, Jeremy Barnes, is a great friend, and we hang out a lot. And so I guess when it came to writing the songs on this album, I wrote pretty much the whole album with Jeremy anyway. So it was like having a duo anyway. So
yeah, so you had that person to bounce off, yeah.
Someone to bounce off and say, that's a good idea or that's a bad idea or whatever. But we were just writing songs for a rainy day, because the McAllister Kemp was still together, and we just started writing songs for the sake of writing songs. And
yeah,
when that thing sort of ended, at least I had a whole bunch of stuff I could draw upon, and say, well, these all these songs were already written, let's check them out. So of probably the 25 songs that we'd written, we chose 13 of our favourite for the album, and then went about recording and actually ended up producing the album ourselves, and just got the drums and the vocals done in a studio down in Sydney at the end of it. So it's interesting, It was a fun project, and it took a while. There was a few false starts with the release date with the record label, but we finally got there, and happy to see it released on the 4th of December there last week, and the tour kicking off as well. So exciting times, and just in time for Christmas, mate. So hopefully some people will throw it in their Christmas stockings.
Absolutely, definitely. Now, look, it did come out last week. After so much time being spent writing it and working on it with Jeremy, what's it like for you now sort of releasing this baby into the wild and seeing the reaction from people?
That's really cool. I've had some really, good response online. Obviously, we all live on social media as musicians, and check out what people are thinking, and just having nothing but great response. I haven't really read anything negative yet, so that's good. So maybe they're just saying it behind my back. I don't know, but But it's been great. The first single went number one, which is really encouraging, because I just didn't know what to expect. And on CMC and on radio, so I'm sort of excited about releasing single number two in January, and just to see how it rolls out. But
yeah,
it feels
for sure,
good, man. I'm really happy with the songs, and it's a really sort of hard-hitting country album. It's not Slim Dusty by any means. It's pretty much rock with banjos and, pedal steel thrown in. So
yeah,
rock's country music's evolving and changing, and there's all styles within country music now. So I choose to do a hard rock and country, and hopefully people dig it. And if they don't, then they can buy whatever they want to buy. But I mean, I do it that way, and I'm happy with the album. So hopefully some people will dig it.
Yeah, definitely. And look, I think the single you're talking about that went number one, congratulations, by the way, a few months back, How We Roll Around Here, that's kind of a really good indication of the type of album that you're going to get, sort of fun and loud and kind of ballsy. It's really cool.
Yeah, thanks, man. That's how I like to do it. I love, when you write those types of songs, you go and play at the country music festivals, and it really translates well in the live environment. You've got those big rocking songs, and all the boys are on the rum and they're throwing their hands in the air and the girls are going nuts. And it's just a good fun sort of set of songs to play live. And I really look forward to getting out and doing a lot of festivals next year and sort of taking those songs to the people. Because even on the last couple of weekends, where people don't even really know the songs yet, they were singing along with the words of all the, you know, of the choruses like they knew them, you know. It's kind of weird to watch people trying to sing along with Whiskey Woman and Chickity Boom and all these funny little songs I've got on this album, but it's cool. There's a token ballad on there, of course, you know, the truck driving song about the guy who wants to be at home with his family, but then you've got some mid-tempo songs and up to the rocky stuff, and you've got some quirky sort of fun songs and a beer drinking song in there because you have to do that on a country album. So
yeah, it's like the boxes you have to tick. Like, you're like, have I got the beer song? Have I got the truck driving song? Yeah. Look, but yeah, you can tell that you've had fun with it, though. And I think I read a quote from you somewhere that said, you know, you've really tried to make an album that just sort of appeals to everybody on some level. Like, everyone can find a song or two that they kind of dig.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, really, and I'm starting to find that. I actually just on Facebook the other day sort of put up a little post saying, what's your favourite song? And, you know, so many people come back with different favourite songs, and it's because all the songs are getting a mention, which is good. So, I guess it just depends on age brackets and different things to what's going to appeal to different people. So, but I think I think Bereth, Jeremy and myself have done pretty well with it, mate. So, hopefully, you know, more people will buy it and hear it and enjoy it, and I can get out and tour and then take it to the people live and hopefully have a great year next year.
You mentioned before, you know, you're playing these songs at gigs and you're seeing the reactions of people and stuff like that and seeing, you know, whether they jump up and down and love it and stuff. So was that kind of part of the selection process for picking those songs for the album? Were you testing different ones and checking the crowd reaction and stuff like that?
Well, I didn't really have a chance to sort of go and play any of this stuff live. I played at the Gympie Muster this year and the album was still in production. So I did have a chance to sort of see how some of the songs were going to go. And luckily, everything that we played live at that festival went really well. So I felt like at that time, you know, okay, I think we're on track. I think we've picked the right songs here, you know. And so they all got recorded. So like I said, it's just, you know, now it's just a matter of getting out and doing it. But I think it's definitely, I've always tried to do that upbeat, fun stuff. In McAllister camp, even, we really tried to target that upbeat, rocky type of thing. But still write lyrics, you know, with cool themes and cool ideas that connect with people, you know, just everyday songs, blue-collar worker type stuff that people can relate with and sort of listen to and, you know, hopefully go, wow, that song could be about me, you know, because that's what you want to do. You want to connect with your audience. So still very mindful of, you know, what the lyrics are in the songs as well as adding that energy and big sort of rock and sound to it to hopefully make it one good package.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, I mean, you know, you're going to have obviously a lot of fans of McAllister Kemp who have come along with both of you on your solo journeys now and started that different sort of the new album and the just being one of you. And I mean, you're also in a way sort of starting from scratch with new people as well and saying, hey, I'm Troy Kemp and this is my style and this is how I do things. So how important was that when you were putting together Against the Grain?
Yeah, definitely. I was very, you know, very conscious of I've obviously, you know, sounding exactly how I want to represent myself and how, and I, like I said, I came from a rock background, you know, I grew up sort of with long hair and, you know, flashy Marshall amplifiers and fluorescent guitars playing hairband metal, you know, and don't tell anyone that, okay? And anyway, so, you heard it first here on The Bears, and so we, yes, so we, you know, so I've always loved that rock thing, you know, so, you know, as country started to evolve a little bit that way, I started to look at country a bit more, and, you know, and in the last 10 years, 15 years that I've been doing country music, probably, you know, I've really found my place, and I love sort of, you know, but, you know, people know that I'm a rocky sort of country guy, you know, so I had to be really wary of that, and like you said, Drew and I split, he's done a solo album, I've done one, his single went number one the week before mine, which is really cool.
Yep.
But, you know, people have said to me, you know, you guys are split. And then they said, what's cool is that, you know, we've listened to Drew's album and it's, you know, Drew stuck true to himself, you know, and they said, and we can really hear you and your album, Troy. So I think we both achieved what we set out to achieve. We didn't want to sound like McAllister Kemp again.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got some great fun songs on there. And I guess we both learn a lot from McAllister Kemp as well. We know what's going to connect with crowds and stuff and audiences. So we've both, integrated a lot of that sort of upbeat, fun, rocky stuff and sort of stayed true to our lyrics as well and made sure that they were cool songs and good lyrics. So, I think we can both be proud. And, you know, I'm pretty proud of Against the Grain. And that's pretty much where it lands, man. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool. Now, I did want to talk to you as well because I have a very similar nickname to what your label's given you a nickname as well since being there.
Oh, you heard about this, have you?
Yeah. So, apparently, you are the Friendly Giant.
The Friendly Giant. Yeah, you... You have been doing your research. Yeah, that's funny. So what's your nickname?
Well, I'm also the friendly giant, mate, because I'm actually 6 foot six as well, so I'm 2 meters tall.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I often cop the friendly giant thing as well.
That's cool, man. Okay, well, welcome to the club, brother.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We need to form like a club, I think. I think that'd be great. So, how tall are you, Troy? Why are you the friendly giant?
I am 6'6".
6'6" as well? Oh, right. There you go.
Yeah, so, and I'm 6'7" in cowboy boots. So,
and that's what matters, because it's country music, so that's really important.
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going to call my next album, I'm going to call it 6'7 in Boots. I reckon that's a good name for an album.
That's actually a really cool name for an album, yeah. I like that. I'm going to trademark that on Brecky Bears as well. It's like that you heard it here.
That is cool. I'm going to write a song called 6'7 in Boots, for sure. That's my next song. That's fun.
Please do, then you can come and play it live in studio for us as well. That'd be awesome.
Done, yeah, so...
Excellent.
That's it, man. You know, I love people. I love socializing. I love all it is. You know, I just love everything to do with music. I love the fans. I love it. I love to get off stage after the shows and talk to everyone and have photos and sign things for them. I'm just that sort of guy, you know, and I guess when I walked into the record label and, you know, I was like that with everyone there, you know, I suddenly got the friendly giant tag. So, they wrote it up in my biography, apparently. So, there you go. You've done your research, and now the world knows that I'm a happy person.
That's right.
Good.
It's public knowledge now. You can't get away from it. You can't be angry at anyone anymore because they'll know you're a friendly giant. Now, what's happening next for you, Troy? What's happening at Tamworth next year? What's going on?
Yeah, a couple of shows in Tamworth, man. I've got two up there that are sort of my big shows. So there's a place up there called the Long Yard Hotel. So I'm doing a show there with a band called the Viper Creek Band on Thursday the 21st.
Yep.
This is the last Thursday of Tamworth. It's a late show around 11 o'clock. In the back area of the Long Yard Hotel. It's like a ticketed show. It's going to be a great gig. And then on the 23rd, 2 days later, the Saturday night, which is the night of the Golden Guitar Awards, I'm actually playing what I'm calling the after Golden Guitar Party, you know, the after party. So it's it's at the Blazers Showroom, which is in the West Leagues Club, and it holds about 850 people. So I'm hoping to get more than like 20 there because it's going to look really empty.
I'm sure you'll be fine. I have a feeling.
So I've just put a $10 ticket on that show to make it cheap and hopefully affordable for people at the end of the day. So really looking forward to doing that. I'm still trying to organise an opening act, but I'll get somebody good and hopefully we'll fill the room. So 21st and 23rd. Other than that, I'm just going to be doing a few small acoustic spots on the fan zone stage in the main street and... maybe JB Hi-Fi store. I might do a little in-store appearance there and a few things like that. And other than that, just look forward to getting up there and catching up with some friends in the industry and the other artists and fans, obviously. And
yeah, awesome.
And then it's sort of, as February, March, April sort of hits, I guess we'll start to put the Against the Grain tour into place and sort of hopefully start to roll down, you know, back down into Melbourne and into Queensland and Tasmania and just try to get everywhere. So all that stuff, mate, is actually on my, I'll plug it, the troykempmusic.com is my website.
Yep.
And that's got all dates and all you need to know about me and obviously Facebook is, you know, eyes of the world these days. So everything you need, it's also on there as well. So Troy Kemp Music page. So, yeah, I just hope we have, a good year and people get out and join in the fun.
Beautiful. Look, Troy, thank you so much for joining me today. And once again, I have to make sure I give it a proper plug. Against the Grain, it came out last week, so it's fresh out there. Make sure you check it out. It's a really cool, really fun album. And the Against the Grain single is there as well. So, yeah, definitely give it a listen.
No, mate, Luke, thank you so much for having me on this morning. I really enjoyed it, and I can't wait till we catch up again soon.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, Troy, and all the best.
Thanks,
and good
buddy.
Luck with everything.
Thank you, mate. Merry Christmas.
Cheers, you too.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.